Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I mean, not to get to, but that, I think it goes to show you, Kipe saying it, shows how big that game was against Padres.
In that moment, specifically.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And they needed that so
bad. That was ninth inning, runner on first, nobody out.
I also think where he caught it from being the right fielder in that particular spot, you know, you don't see a lot of guys make that play. Tatis made a similar play, not as good, going in that direction toward Triple's alley.
And that's a Gold Glover.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so, I mean, for a first night, they...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Debut? Could do a hell of a lot worse. I mean, Lindy Waters is jealous of the immediate impact that he made. I know you'd get a laugh out of that.
Lindy Waters.
Hey, he was good early.
He was good early. There's no doubt.
And then, you know, the glass slipper turned into a pumpkin.
Do you buy that what Buster did yesterday and what he said, what the decisions he made and what he said, like, lit a fire under the team?
It's
like,
go time. He's right. This is not the first month of the season. We are past Memorial Day. We are getting close. I'm seeing All-Star ballots out. You know what that means? That means we're a chunky way through the season, and this is who you are. And unless you want to make some, like, seismic shifts, it is go time. He's 100% correct. And what does that mean? What does go time mean? Play better? Make a trade? Bring on Bryce Eldridge? What does it mean?
Well, let's listen to Buster again. Here is what you're talking about. When asked yesterday pregame, what's the message you're sending to the team by designating Lamont Wade Jr. and company for assignment? Here's Buster.
Yeah, I mean, it's time to go. I mean, I think we all believe that we're better than what we've been with the bats the last 2.5-3 weeks, and it's time to go.
I love it. It's just so, it's so brief and so spot on. It is time to go. And I think he's talking to the veteran guys. I think he's talking to the young guys. I think he's talking to some of the high-priced players. And I think he's talking to the fans. Like, it's time to go. We know. We're as frustrated as you are. I think there's layers to that bad boy. Like, what do the fans think? 888-957-9570. What does it's time to go mean? What do you think it means?
I think it means we got to stop messing around. You got to start playing better baseball, because so much of, like, what the way that baseball works is you can't really make a trade. It's difficult to make a trade now. Like, the market is the market, and you kind of just need a deadline to kind of spur action. And then the question becomes, all right, well, how is this team going to survive offensively until a trade becomes realistically possible? It is, you need everybody on the team to start playing better. It's early June. The season is far from over. But if you keep struggling, you don't get your head out of your you-know-what and start playing better, by the time the trade deadline comes around, we might make a decision that this is a team that's not worth investing in because you guys haven't played well enough.
That would be
a disaster.
Be really heartbreaking. I think that it's the first time I felt sense of urgency from the front office in a long time. You know, like whenever you try to pin him down, like Dave Fleming comes on here every week, and whenever you try to pin down, you know, the organization, you don't get anyone who is a part of the front office saying, like, yeah, we need to start winning right now. It was always like, we're going to try to make the playoffs. And when we think we're really good, and, you know, we're going to see where we want to play some meaningful baseball at the end of the year. And
That's a mean Farhan impression.
What?
That's a mean Farhan impression.
But they never wanted to marry themselves to anything that they would be held against. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. They didn't want to, like, set expectations too high.
Exactly. Right? It's like we're always, like, perpetually in the middle. And we're not really rebuilding, but we're not really competing. And we just want to see, what we see.
Well, you know, we'll see, but.
Exactly.
It depends, you know, it takes two to make a trade. And
the most infamous thing that Dave has said with us was, toward the end of the month of July last year, he's like, no, the expectations are to make the playoffs. And anything else would be a huge disappointment. That's what Dave Fleming said to us on this show.
He says that every year, as he should. We're the freaking Giants.
Yeah, but he said it in a way last year. It was like, there will be ramifications if you don't, which is refreshing. The Niners, there's always sense of urgency. Is there not?
Of course.
Okay, for about 10 years, right? The Warriors.
Oh, that's a given.
Right?
Yes.
The Giants, there has not been a sense of urgency since when? Even in 2021, it felt like they were playing with house money.
They did. I mean, they got Chris Bryant in 2021.
Yeah, but did you ever get this kind of felt desperation?
Like, nah, 2021 felt like, the team has been amazing. They're kind of forcing our hand. We have to make a move.
Yes.
Kind of felt more like we got forced to do it.
Yes. I just look at someone like Buster, and I say to myself, like, a guy like Buster, with the competitive fire that he has, doesn't take on a job like this if he's not trying to ultimately treat it exactly the way he did his everyday career, which is, I am trying to win at everything. Like, these guys are competitionaholics, the ones that are the athletes. Like, and doesn't mean they're going to be great, because there are plenty of examples of former athletes who were great in their sport who could not run a team. Michael Jordan on line one. Mm. You know, Chris Mullin was the GM here. I love Chris Mullin, you know, and we know he's competitive as all hell. Doesn't mean you're going to be the greatest, but the mindset of the sense of urgency, thank God, it's about time. And I also think he sent a message to the fan base and to the guys down in AAA. Again, I'm going to read these names off. There's just not a lot of spots for them. Hunter Bishop, Luciano, Matos, McCray, and Meckler. That's your outfield in AAA. Your infield, obviously Bryce, we don't think he's going anywhere, but you never know. Alcantara, Crawford, Koss, Wisely. I think they're on the verge of some sort of a trade. It's going to happen. Now the question becomes, who is it? How big is it? And is it enough to help them win? But I think that Buster, the time of hoarding picks and players and no sense of urgency, those are gone. Last year, I think Bryce would have stayed in AA with Farhan. Mm-hmm. I do. Even though they elevated him toward the end of the year, that felt more like a, hey, AA season is ending. We're going to put him in AAA to get an extra week full of at-bats and, you know, just say that we did it. there's a reason there's a sense of urgency. That's why he's in AAA Bryce Eldridge.
I find it interesting that you are very, you feel strongly that a big trade is coming.
Yes.
A big, and they, time to go means one, we got to start playing better. Two, now as in like, I got to go. Yeah. I got to go make something happen.
Exactly.
You guys got to do stuff. You got to handle your business on the field. I'm going to handle my business up in the front office. I also think what is worth bringing back up is he said something in that quote, in addition to it's time to go, he said, quote, we all believe we're better than what we've been with the bats the last couple of weeks. And no doubt, like, they should be better than they've been offensively.
We all agree.
By a mile. But let me also ask you this, and I think Buster would probably also give you the same answer if you got him to be honest. And we can ask Zach Manassian, GM of the Giants, about this as well. He's joining us in a little more than an hour at 8:30. What should we ask the GM of the Giants? You can hit us up at 888-957-9570. Even if the bats were performing up to your expectation, not saying like they're all having career years, but Chapman, who is getting closer to his career averages, and Adames were hitting at their career averages, is the offense good enough to make you confident that they can make a postseason run?
No,
they still need help at first base. They need help in right field. They need offense from the catcher.
Can we wait? Postseason run. I want to define that. You mean like be in it until the final weekend of the year? Is that what you're getting at? Or you mean like
win a series
in the playoffs?
Go to the NLCS.
Not good enough to win a series in the playoffs.
So, no. So even if, as Buster says, again, we all believe we're better than we've been. Yes, but even if you were performing to expectations, the move is still needed.
Yes.
In other words, is what
absolutely.
I'm saying.
Absolutely.
And I guarantee you Buster feels the same way.
I completely agree with you.
So I do tend to agree. It feels like if Buster's goal is to win, which it is, then he knows that a move has to be made.
I think Buster has sat back and he's watched, and I think the organization has, because trust me, there's some people that I know that are within the Giants business side that are like, no, but like the reality is like they know where they stand. And I'm talking about stand within.
As in major, in.
No, in relation to the Niners and the Warriors in this market.
Oh, I see.
And they know that their bottom line has been, you know, it's been hit really hard. Whereas a Niner ticket has been one of the hottest tickets on the planet for like 8 years. Last year, not so much, but for the most part, over 8 years, a Warrior ticket has been a hot commodity. They want a Giants ticket to come back to be a hot commodity, you know? And they know that this is also an entertainment thing. And as you look across the dugout, okay, you go from our dugout to their dugout. Think about what they had last night. And at whatever point it was in the fourth or fifth inning when Harrison came out, I think it was the middle of the fifth. Okay.
Yeah.
They go in some order. Tatis, Arise, Machado, Merrill. That's a hell of a lineup in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, how many teams would die to have that middle of the order lineup? And they're right where you are. I'm talking about standing wise. They're not running away with things. You have a really good pitching staff. Really good pitching staff. You might have the lights out closer phenom coming in Randy Rodriguez. He looks special. He doesn't just look good. He looks special. You have two top of the rotation studs. You want to say they're aces? Fine. But studs at minimum. You have a shot as any to make damage with the pitching staff you have. But you need the complementary hitting to strike fear into another pitching staff.
And I also think, I don't know if something's imminent. I would expect something at the trade deadline, assuming things don't bottom out here for the next month and a half. I also think what leads me to believe that the Giants would be willing, and the Giants, I mean specifically Buster Posey, would be willing to part with valuable assets to get a big bat in here. One, it's what we were talking about earlier, which is Buster has, well, it's his first year, and two, he's Buster freaking Posey. He has job security. He can survive a bad trade. Not that you go into any trade thinking it's going to fail, but you know that there's risk involved with every single one of those moves.
Absolutely.
He can survive that. So it's not as if he's fighting for his life today or at this trade deadline. That's part of it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.